ஹவாமஹே கவிம் கவீனாமுபமஸ்ரவஸ்தம் ஜ்யேஷ்டராஜம் ப்ரஹ்மணாம் ப்ரஹ்மணஸ்பத ஸ்ரவன்மோபிஃ சீத ஸாதனம் ஸ்ரீ மஹாகணாதிபதயே நமஹ சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். யஸ்மின் விருத்த கதயோ யனிஷம் பதந்தி வித்யாதயஹ விவித சக்தய ஆனுபூர்வ்யாத் தத்ரம்ம விஸ்வபவமேகமனந்தமத்யமானந்தமாத்ரம விகாரமஹம் ப்ரபத்யே. You must have noticed that verse. It is the number 16, in page number 6. So, Aham Prapadye, I surrender, self-surrender. See, the essence of devotion is surrendering oneself to the higher power. That is the essence of devotion. But unfortunately, people take it in a slightly other way, like you propitiate the god or the gods and then get some benefit out of it. So this benefit-seeking mind, you know, human mind, always is seeking some advantage, some benefit. In relation also, we say, I love and all that, but even while saying I love you, we try to take some advantage out of that relation. Always trying to seek advantage out of the relation. So, that habit, it continues into the worship of Ishvara also. So, that is a Gauna Bhakti, what we call, a very secondary kind of bhakti. Whereas the essence of true devotion is one's ability to surrender to the higher power. That is the thing. You see, suppose you do not surrender, then what happens? You will have two issues. One is you control, and the second is you are responsible. Mm-hmm. That means you are the karta and you are the bhokta. When you do not know how to surrender, then you are the karta and you are the bhokta. So as the karta, you control, and as the bhokta, you are responsible. And so that becomes very painful in life. The control and responsibility is painful. All the more so because it is against the truth. Because in life we do not control anything. We assume like that. And we are not responsible for anything also. We have to be dutiful, not responsible. For the responsible means it is already phala, result. Anyway, so the responsible, the control, the responsibility, they are in our mind only. They are not except anywhere. They are not anywhere except in imagination. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you come out of that imagination, and then make yourself part of the flow of life as accepting the will of the higher power. This is what is called Sharanagati. So, you think about it. Don't be open-minded about it. You may have some objections against it. You have to examine all those objections, etc. objectively. All that can be done. But first, the point here is Aham Prapadye. I surrender to Ishvara. And in Ishvara, Viruddhagatayaha Anisham Patanti. See, the timeless. Ishvara is the timeless. And the timeless manifesting as the time-bound world. And when the timeless manifests as the time-bound, you will already get into the opposites, viruddhagatayaha. So, people always ask why there is adharma. There is adharma because there is dharma. And in Ishvara, both dharma and adharma, they are upheld by Ishvara, but Ishvara happens to be the transcendental. Ishvara transcends both dharma and adharma. So, this question, why there is adharma, it is a kind of sentimental question. If you look at objectively, there is adharma because there is dharma. There is dharma because there is adharma. They always go together. It is like asking why Canada is so cold. Yeah, in the month of December it is cold, but if you come in June it is not cold, it is hot also. The other day I was reading, in Yellowstone, not Yellowstone, in Yellowknife, the temperature was 37 degrees centigrade in Yellowknife. That is Hyderabad temperature in summer. So the hot, the cold. And now you cannot ask questions why it is so hot. Because it is so cold, it is so hot. So like that, the opposites are always there. And so viruddhagatayaha anisham patanti. So this svarga and the naraka, the heaven and the hell, both exist in the same reality. Both do not exist in the same reality also. Therefore, all manifestation is in the form of opposites. Vidyadayaha, vidya and avidya. There is knowledge, there is ignorance. Everything is there. And that Brahma, that reality which upholds all these opposites and which is the cause of this entire universe, Vishwabhavam, Ekam, which is the one without the second, Anantam, which is timeless, and Adhyam, which is causeless, which is not caused by anything, and which is the cause of everything, itself not caused by anything, Anandamatram, which is the Mahashanti, the pure Shanti, that is the meaning of Ananda, that Avikaram, that changeless reality, called Brahman, Aham Prapadye, I surrender unto that. That Brahman is none other than the Atman. All that description applies to one's own inner being. And therefore I surrender to Brahman, which is the Atma, the inner divinity. So this is how Dhruva is praising the glory of Ishvara. Satyashishohi bhagavamustava pada padmam ashistathanu bhajatav purushartamurte apyeva mariya bhagavan paripati dinan vashreva vatsaka vanugraha katarosman. Anyway, this is the devotion in the form of self-surrender. He Bhagavan, he Ishvara, tava ashishaha satya ashishaha tava pada padmam. See, Ishvara is described as satya sankalpaha. That is how Ishvara is described. What is the difference between the jiva and Ishvara? At the level of the difference, when you experience the difference, what is the meaning of the essence of the difference? Jiva, he takes a decision or he decides, but his decision may not be implemented. That's why we have the proverb, man proposes, God disposes. That's why jiva is not satya sankalpa. Whereas Ishvara is infallible, or the other way, infallible is Ishvara. So, the Ishvara is infallible. That is the satya sankalpa. Therefore, hey, Ishvara, you are the satya sankalpa, and we surrender unto you. So, padapadmam. Whenever you come across the word, the lotus feet, that indicates surrender. So, that is how you have to understand. It is all about surrendering ourselves to Ishvara. Generally, people take it literally. This literality is a problem. That is the fundamental difference between religion and spirituality. So, it is the literality which defines religion, whereas if you rise above the literal and try to gain the spirit of the description, that is called spirituality. In literality, so the feet, the lotus feet. So what we do? We put a lotus and put feet there. And so now the devata stands in a lotus. Lotus feet, you know. So that is literality. Which is okay. That is artist's depiction of the devata, which is fine. But we take it a bit forward. If I can be frank about it, What people do, they take the photograph of the feet and put a beige photograph there, feet photograph. What will you do with the feet photograph? So that is not the point, you know. Okay, huge photograph of the feet. Whose feet? Our Guru's feet. You should follow Guru's teachings, not have a photograph of his feet. And also, they make, it is all the religious context where human beings are very entrepreneurship they show. They are very entrepreneur kind of thing, you know. In business they are entrepreneurs, and also in the religion, very highly entrepreneurs. So what they do, you know, they make the feet with silver. And then take it to the Mahatma and say, Mahatmaji, you put your feet into this silver, and he obliges also. You should have told, shut up and get out. You should have told, because you should not encourage such things. They mislead the person. They put the person on the wrong track. So he should tell, don't do such thing again. You put that silver into your pocket and go home. You study. And you live a clean life. That is what has to be said. But the Mahatmaji also encourages such things. Okay, now I will put my feet. I means not I. The Mahatma. So he puts his feet into those silver. And now, symbolic. And then bring those feet and keep in the puja graham. And do puja to that. And after doing puja, go out and take bribe. In India. So, that is not the way to do things. Also, okay, in India it is bribe. In the US or etc., in advanced societies, what? So, the Guru Puja is now done, the symbolic worship is done, and the silver feet are there in the Puja Graham, and you come out of that and pursue a life dedicated to sense pleasures and physical comforts. And engage in a competitive acquisitiveness and all that is not Vedanta, you know. So there is no vairagya in life. So this kind of physical trappings and this kind of worldly entrepreneurship in religion, that is not the point. Therefore, Pada Padmam, the Padma lotus, always stands for non-attachment. That is what lotus is. Two things, purity of heart and non-attachment. And what you see in God is what you have to acquire in yourself. What is the glory of God? God is non-attached. God is non-attached. And God is pure. He upholds the opposites, but yet he transcends the opposites. That is what God is. God is the ideal. And we are worshipping the ideal so that we can reach that ideal. God is not a gentleman standing somewhere. God is the ideal, the highest ideal that human mind can conceive is God. So, non-attachment, the highest non-attachment, that is God. The highest purity, that is God. That's why God always stands in the lotus. Stands or sits, whatever, God or Goddess. That is the lotus. And then pada, feet. Feet always stand for surrender. That is the symbolism. Therefore, we have to understand these verses and these prayers in that spirit. That is what I thought I should mention to you. Therefore, he purusharthamurte, whatever you seek in life, whatever goal you want to accomplish in life, you can worship Ishvara and get it and seek it. So, I am worshipping you because I am very helpless and unhappy. So because Dhruva we have seen, so I wanted a particular exalted position which I was denied. Therefore, like a cow loves the calf and takes care of the calf and provides the food and other comforts for the calf. So the way the cow loves the calf, similarly, you shower your blessings upon me and make me fulfilled in this life. And the desire is also there that he should acquire the exalted position in life. What they say, people ask, that we want to accomplish. So they ask also. This a dilemma I face all the time. So I say, be dispassionate, etc. And then immediately I ask, I get the question, should we not accomplish things in life? So like that. Now, definitely it is not a very comfortable situation, because I cannot tell, you need not have non-attachment, you need not have vairagya, you go after money and power and pleasures. That is the accomplishment that you are talking about, money, power and pleasures. So okay, run after them, that is all fine, wonderful. God is also with you, that is what I have to say, which my conscience won't permit me to say that. Finally it is construed that I am saying against progress, accomplishment, this and that. So this is always a dichotomy or a dilemma of teaching Vedanta to the worldly people. Not you, generally I am saying. So, sometimes I wonder, there is some worldliness in us also. That's why we are putting ourselves into that situation. Sometimes I wonder in that way also. Anyway, we are going along in a given situation. So coming back to the point, there is an accomplishment. Dhruva is a progressive guy. He is arthārthi. He has to accomplish. He has to reach the highest position. He has to make it in this world. And also hereafter. Nobody can be superior to Dhruva. So like that. It is like, here is a gentleman who has already billions, but now he worships Ishvara. Hey Ishvara, make me the number one in four base list of billionaires. I should be the number one. Therefore do puja. So Dhruva is of that kind. Artharthi we say. And so anyway, he made his mind very clear before Ishvara. Maitreya uvacha athabhishtuta evam vai satsankalpe nathimata bhrutyanuratto bhagavan pratinandyetamabhravit. You see, Bhagavan would go along with the devotee's wish. Bhagavan won't influence the devotee. No, Bhagavan won't say, oh no, you should not hanker after the things of the world. You should seek knowledge of the self. Bhagavan won't say that. That's why Bhagavan is always silent. Always silent. He doesn't say you should seek knowledge of the self and all that. Upadrashta anumanta. Like that Atma is described. Upadrashta anumanta ca bhakta bhokta maheshwaraha. In the 13th dhyaya we have a verse. So he is upadrashta. He witnesses closely and anumanta he permits. He witnesses closely. Okay, what is it that you are seeking? Highest position, the most exalted position in life. Oh, is it like that? Is that what you want? Okay, that is the upadrashta, closely witnessing. And then says, astu, tathastu, tathastu. So, you have to wish the right thing for yourself. You cannot expect Bhagavan to wish the right thing for yourself. You have to wish the right thing for yourself and then worship God. Suppose you say, Shriyam Yachha, give me wealth. Okay, what will you do with the wealth? Be happy. Did you ever come across a wealthy man who is happy? Did you ever try that? You try it. One time, you create a situation where the wealthy man opens his heart to you. So, you try it. In India, in the last year, we had a regular newspaper reports, regular, first page, the fight between Reliance Brothers. And there was so much distress, and their mother's distress is also presented in the newspapers. Therefore, don't assume that wealth will make you happy. Wealth cannot make you happy. Happiness will make you happy. There is happiness in you, there is fullness in you, that fullness will make you happy, not wealth. So, sometimes wealth can hinder happiness. Wealth can get you a luxurious house. Yet you have to make a home out of it. You have to make a home out of it. Wealth can get you all kinds of medicine. It cannot get you health. Health you have to accomplish irrespective of wealth. Wealth can get you comforts and luxuries. It cannot make you peaceful and happy. So wealth can do a few things. But there are a few other things which wealth cannot create. And happiness is one such thing. Anyway, so Bhagavan won't advise you to seek knowledge of the self and all that. If wealth is what you are seeking, then you go and have it. Shriyam yachcha. Okay, take Shriyam. So, that is how it works. And so, Bhagavan, he is granting his wish to him. Dhruva. Sri Bhagavan vacha. Vedahante vyavasitam hrudi rajanya balaka. Tatprayachami bhadrante durapamapi suvrata. Very interesting verse. Hey, Rajanya Balaka, you are the son of a king. And you are very young, too young really speaking. And your goal in life, that accomplishing the highest position in life, I want to be the most powerful person in life. That is the goal. Most powerful and also richest. That is the goal. That is what Dhruva is seeking. And so that is the artharthi. And what you are seeking, what is your goal, what is the goal in life that you have in your heart, I know it. And I am giving it to you. I am granting it to you. Though durapamapi. Normally, one cannot get that kind of an exalted position easily. It is not easy to reach there, that kind of a most powerful person in the world. Why? So why should anybody become that? So therefore not easy to reach there. But yet I am granting it to you. Why? Suvrata. Because you have performed the most severe austerities for your age. Even great rishis could not perform that kind of austerities. For 6 months, you have performed that, and therefore, I am granting what you are seeking. Nanyai radhishthitam bhadra yad bhrajishnu bhruvakshiti yatra graharkshataranam jyotisham chakramahitam. This is highly symbolic. So, Dhruva stands for pole star. That is what Dhruva is. You can see that here. So, you will be presiding over that loka, that nakshatra loka. Dhruva nakshatra is there, pole star it is. So, you have a loka there. That is how the Puranic vision is like that. So, like Chandra, so Chandra loka. Surya or Aditya, therefore Aditya loka. Nakshatra, therefore nakshatra loka. That is the sequence also, gradation. So Chandra loka, then comes Aditya loka, then comes higher, not vertically higher, in superiority. So then comes nakshatra loka. That is the Dhruva loka. The other lokas, like Swarga loka, etc., are very transient. You go to the heaven only to come back soon, once the merit is exhausted, coming back. It is like it coming to Canada with a visa, visitor visa. 6 months visa it is, and they put a stamp. Once the visa is over, you have to go away. Otherwise, they will throw you away. That is what is called deportation. So, from the heaven also, they will deport. There are such examples. And Yayati said, no, I will not go. I will stay in heaven only. Then Indra ordered the gods, throw this guy down, because he cannot stay here. His merit is over. Now he cannot stay here. So that is the idea. All these bhogas are like that. Mm-hmm. All these exalted accomplishments are like that. We visit there only to fall. Anyway, but this Dhruva loka is different. And Dhruva is going to become the president or presiding deity. We don't say president. President means worldly. Presiding deity. That is now perfect. Same as president only, but the language, love, it is correct. So you become the presiding deity of the pole star. Now he says, all these celestial bodies, some of them he says graha. This graha you have to translate, like say planet you say, but the translation you have to take with a pinch of salt, because Chandra is also taken as graha, Surya is also taken as graha, Bhumi is not taken as graha, therefore you have to take it a kind of a celestial body. That's why Bhumi is not counted. Chandra and Surya are counted as grahas. But planet description doesn't fit into that, because moon and sun are not planets. So, not exactly planet, therefore planet-like, celestial body. Once you celestial body, if you say, even the moon is a celestial body, sun is a celestial body, and all the stars are celestial bodies, but keep the stars aside, graha. Then raksha and tara. Roughly, I mean superficially translated, raksha is also star, tara is also star. But he is using two words, raksha and tara. Therefore, in the stars, there are certain varieties. Some stars are called raksha, some other stars are called tara. The translation, lunar mansions and other stars. Okay. Chalo. So, some kind of a distinction is there among the stars. And all these secondary stars of two types, raksha and tara, and all the celestial bodies, etc., they go round the pole star. They are ever shifting. These constellations, they are ever shifting. They are never the same. If you, these star observers know that. In the New York Times, etc., occasionally, he will give you the star chart. And you see it, some lines and some dots, you don't get anything out of it. But the star gazers, they get something out of it. You should know it, you know. So we are illiterate in that area. And therefore we have to wonder about it, nothing more we can do about it. Therefore, when you are looking at the constellations, so the constellations are never in the same place. Like moon. While going to bed, you look at moon, he is here. Next day morning, early morning, you get up and look at the moon, and look here, he will not be here. He will be here. And the Saptarshi Mandala is there, the seven stars, a trapezium, followed by a tail of three, that is the Saptarshi, it is here. But next night it may not be there, it will be here. And therefore, these stars cannot help in navigation also. Whereas there is one star which remains fixed. And therefore you can use it as navigation. If the star is also moving, how are you going to navigate? It is not a reference point anymore. But if it is a fixed star, that is used for navigation. That is the pole star. That is Dhruva. And it remains fixed. And all the other constellations and stars, etc., groups of stars, they move. So in moving so, they go round the pole star. This is how Purana visualization it is. And therefore, that pole star is shining most brilliantly at Vrajishnu, Dhruvakshiti. It always remains at the fixed position. And you will be the presiding deity for that. Not immediately, after leaving the body. Once you have acquired the merit, you cannot get heaven immediately. You have to wait for it. So, it is not like that I have done Godanam and now waiting for the flight to arrive to take me to heaven. It doesn't happen like that. That's why it is called credit religion. Credit religion means it will come only later. Only Vedanta is a cash religion. No one here. Therefore, Dhruva has to wait. Now he is a five and a half year old boy. And he has to become young. Then he becomes the king. And then he has to go through all the vicissitudes of life, ups and downs. And then he has to become old and go through the old age issues and all that. he gets married, then he is married means marriage blues will be there. All those things he has to go through. He is not, just because he has visualized God, nothing is going to change. That is how Arthati Bhakti works. Nothing changes. You go to the temple and do sankalpa and do a great puja for Ayura, Arogya, Ishwarya, Abhivruddhyartham, like that, all kinds of list of desires are there. And so you put all those, all the list, and then do puja, and then you come out. You may get all those things in appropriate times, but that inner transformation won't happen. Inner way he remains, he continues to hold on to all the raga and dvesha. Therefore, that religion in which you seek, the rituals in which you seek things, that won't transform the person, you know. So, anyway, so Dhruva has to go through all that. We will see that. Ishtvamam yajna hridayam yajnaih pushkala dakshinaih bhuktva cheha shishas satyah ante mam samsmarishyasi. Very interesting. Now he is looking at God himself directly and talking with God, Lord Vishnu. Yet he will continue to be a limited human being with all the limitations that are associated with the life on this earth. Very interesting, you know. What is the message that you get out of all that? Anyway, we'll come to that. So he says, you will have to worship me by performing big rituals, etc. later. You will do all that. So he has yet to perform some more rituals. And then in those rituals, because he is a king performing rituals, means he will give lots of dakshina, the honorarium given to the priest, etc. All that you will give, lot of charity. And then lots of yajnas, the great rituals you will perform. And then whatever desires that you have, you will enjoy those desires in this life. Bhutvacha iha ashishaha. Ashishaha means desires. You will enjoy all those things. And then, when the time comes, at the time of death, you will contemplate upon me and leave the physical body and go to Dhruvaloka. That is the boon. Maitreya vacha ityachyutasya bhagavan atidishyatmanah padam balasya pasyato dhama swamagad garudadvajah. So Bhagavan has appeared before Dhruva and has fulfilled all his desires and granted the required boons, and then he has disappeared. Sopi sankalpajam Vishno padasevo pasaditam prapya sankalpa nirvanam nati prito bhyagat puram. Very interesting vakya it is. So he has made a sankalpa. What is the sankalpa? I will do severe austerity and worship Bhagavan Vishnu for the fulfillment of this desire. That is the sankalpa. And having done the sankalpa, he has performed most severe austerities, and the Lord Vishnu, so much so, Lord Vishnu himself appeared before him and fulfilled the desire. Sankalpa nirvanam prapya. Abhyagat puram. Now he is returning to the palace to meet his parents and all that. He is going back to home. Nati pretaha. He is not very happy. What could be the reason? See, having seen God himself directly, so now he is going back to home to lead a life with all the pleasures and pains. Therefore, the message is very clear. This I discussed in Kapila Devahuti Samvada context also. So the message is, as long as you look at God as the other, even if God in himself comes and stands before you, talks with you, blesses you and fulfills all your desires, still you remain a limited person. That limitation won't leave you. Because that is how the duality limits. Viti yadvai bhayam bhavati. As long as the duality persists, so long the insecurity persists. Because God is very pleased now. Suppose tomorrow he is not so pleased then. So insecurity persists. Very interesting. Also natipretaha. Generally, suppose you go to boss and seek, oh boss, give me promotion. I don't know how this works in this country, but this is an India kind of situation. Where is my promotion? Okay, boss says, okay, granted, you will get your promotion. Then the person will come back with ecstasy. He is ecstatic. And so, a similar thing should happen with Dhruva. Why is he not so happy? Why it is said, natipritaha, not very happy? Why, what happened to that? So that is the question. Vidurvacha sudurlabham yat paramam padam harehe maya vinastacharanarchanarjitam labhvapya siddhartham ivaika janmana katham swamatmanam amanyat arthavit. Arthavit. Dhruva knows what he wants. Arthavit. He knows what he wants. And he worships. And Bhagavan himself appeared before him. And Labdhvapi, he gained what he desired. And yet, in fact, what others could not accomplish in one life, he accomplished in 6 months. What others accomplished over many lives, he could manage it in the same life, within 6 months he could accomplish. He could have the darshan of God. And not only just a simple darshan, talked with God, and God himself showered the blessings. And so, what can anybody expect more than that? And yet he remained unhappy. What could be the reason for that? Here is the question by Vidura. Maitreya vacha matusapatnya vagvanair hrudi vidhastutan smaran naichyan muktipaten muktim tasmat tapamupeyivan. His sankalpa of propitiating Lord Srihari and then getting a boon fulfilled, it was all inspired by ill will towards his stepmother. Ill will may be justified. Generally we justify the ill will. So people make this grand mistake. So they nurse ill will or hatred or animosity, simply some negativity they have towards a person or a collective. Sometimes the ill will is collective, so towards a group of persons, whatever. And then they say, I am correct in doing so. And if the other person is not doing, he is wrong. I am correct in entertaining this ill will, in nursing this ill will in my heart, I am right. Therefore, the person is willing to give all kinds of arguments. And the arguments may be right also. So, you may ultimately you may argue that there is enough justification for hating this guy. All that is understood, but it is not spirituality. If spirituality is what you are aiming for, then even the justifiable ill will should be negated. What we call righteous indignation, anger, in a justifiable way, you become angry. For the right reason, you become angry. That is called righteous indignation. Even that should be overcome. So, therefore, Dhruva could not do that. So, he was hurt badly by very harsh words spoken by the stepmother, and therefore he wanted to show the stepmother what is his greatness. And therefore now he can go back and tell her, see, you prevented me from sitting on a throne. This throne is nothing. The throne that I am going to occupy is a million times superior to this throne. What are you thinking about me? What are you thinking of yourself? He can say all this to her. Yeah, this is exactly the wrong thing. And this is exactly what makes people suffer in spite of accomplishing what they want to accomplish in life. You see, it is easy to make a million. It is not easy to remain happy. That is not easy. Making million is easy. You should be cunning and clever. You can make a million. Certain opportunities also have to come. Somehow you can manage to make a million. If you put your mind on it, if you are smart enough, you can make a million. Retaining that inner space, purity, and the clarity of vision, etc., that is very, very tough. Anyway, this is why, for the reasons explained, Dhruva remained unhappy in spite of accomplishing his desire. This is the purpose of studying Dhruvopakhyam. So, in addition to the Vedantic vision, the story is carefully built so that a message goes very strongly. Dhruva uvacha. Now Dhruva is coming back to the city. He is telling himself. You see, generally, when you accomplish something in this world, some worldly accomplishment, you will be under intense pressure to share it with others. You have to share it. You have to share it, yet you cannot share it. Suppose you suddenly got a million. Now immediately you have to tell your wife, your children, but keep it a secret from everybody else. It is a very working in cross purposes, very complex it is. You see, there was a Mahatma, he went to Himalayas, and then he got a Siddhi. You know what is the Siddhi? His blood, it has a curative power. A drop of it, you touch, or you put a tilakam, or you touch to your body, whatever it is, some story, you know, whatever it is, a drop of it, all the diseases will be cured. That is the Siddhi he got. Some Siddhi. Siddhis will be like this only. So, now, can he remain in Himalayas above? He cannot remain. Because there is nobody. Nobody is there to say, oh, you are so great. Nobody is there. It is an intense pressure to prove his glory before people. And so he came down. And then he started moving with in the society. And then somebody fell ill, some malaria or whatever. Oh, illness? Don't worry. You give me a small pin, some pure pin. So they gave the pin. They did not know what this guy will do, but he is a Mahatma. So what he did, you know, this diabetes test will be there. So he pinched it and put to the boy. Lo, behold, he is cured. To make a long story short, after a while this news was spread everywhere. This guy was tied to a tree and everybody plucked some blood from him and took away. And he died. That is the story. So these Siddhis are like that. Suppose I declare that I know astrology. Suppose, just I'm imagining, I know astrology. I don't know. Really, I don't know even the basic words of astrology. I don't know. Really, I did never pay attention to that. So, suppose I know. Then I start predicting here and there. And then I will have 1,000 people running behind me in Toronto. So really, because people are looking for such things. Anyway, coming back to the point. So Dhruva, he is going back. Now he has to prove his glory to his mother and also before the stepmother. What else he will do? He has to live a life. Bhagavan told, go back and live a life. And so he is going back. While going back, he is telling himself,
సమాధినా నైక భవేన యత్ పదం విదుః సనందాదయ ఊర్ధ్వరే తసః మాసైరహం షడ్భిరముష్య పాదయోః ఛాయాముపేత్యాపగతః పృథం మతిః.
వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వెర్సెస్. సో సీ, వన్ హ్యాస్ టు కాంటెంప్లేట్ ఆర్ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ ఈశ్వర నాట్ వన్ బర్త్ ఓవర్ మల్టిపుల్ బర్త్స్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ వన్ కెన్ గెట్ అన్ ఆపర్చునిటీ టు కమ్యూన్ విత్ ఈశ్వర డైరెక్ట్లీ. సనక, సనందన, ఆల్ దీస్ రిషీస్, దే లివ్డ్ ఎ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ, హోల్ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ, అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ దే గెయిన్డ్ ద కమ్యూనియన్ విత్ ఈశ్వర. Whereas, I could accomplish the same thing in 6 months. Masai raham shadhihi. And I was standing face to face with God. And communing directly with God. But that lofty situation where I could directly commune with God, I lost it in a jiffy. It happened and unhappened. Why prathang matihi? Because of the thinking of duality. Prathak means plurality, or duality means plurality. You give me two, I will give you many. That is how it works. You just tell 1 + 1 is equal to how much. If you say 2, then it is 2 + 1 = 3, 3 + 1 = 4, 4 + 1 = 5, it goes on and on and on. But if you say 1 + 1 is equal to 1, because Ishvara plus Jiva is equal to 1, not to 2, because Jiva is included in Ishvara, never separate from Ishvara, there is no duality, then it remains 1 forever. This is the Prathangmatihi, Bheda Drishti. My thinking was rooted in division, and therefore the mother is different, the stepmother is different, world is different, bhogas are different, that is different, this is different, I am different, God is different. Prathang matihi. And that's why, because of that divisive thinking, I am thrown away from the sacred communion with Ishvara. Apagataha. Having reached there, I fell down. అహోబత మమానాత్మ్యం మందభాగ్యస్య పశ్యత భవచ్ఛిదః పాదమూలం గత్వా యాచే యదంతవత్. అంతవత్ ఇస్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ గీత. అంతవత్తు ఫలం తేషాం యద్భవత్యల్పమేధసాం. దీస్ పీపుల్ హూ హ్యావ్ స్మాల్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్, దే సీక్ రిజల్ట్స్ విచ్ హ్యాపెన్ అండ్ డిసపియర్. అంతవత్తు ఫలం తేషాం తద్భవత్యల్పమేధసాం. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది 7th అధ్యాయ ఆఫ్ గీత. దేర్ఫోర్ సో హీ సేస్, వాట్ ఏ అన్ఫార్చునేట్ పర్సన్ అయా. అనాత్మ్యం, వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్. అనాత్మ్యం మీన్స్ డివోషన్ టు ది నాన్ సెల్ఫ్, దట్ ఈజ్ అనాత్మ్యం. సో సపోజ్ యు ఆర్ హ్యాంకరింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ వెల్త్, that is anatmya, because you are devoted to the non-self. Power, devoted to non-self. The pleasures of the world, comforts and pleasures, again devotion to the non-self. Then devotion to the body, that is also devotion to the non-self. You should not be devoted to the non-self, because non-self, what we call anatma, is unreal and transient, and ultimately you will be frustrated. Will not reach anywhere. You should be devoted to Atma. So, love, by all means love, but love the right way. Don't love the Anatma, you love the right way. Therefore, love yourself. By all means love yourself, but love the right way. So, if you think that accumulation of wealth, power, and pleasures of the world will make you happy, you are just mistaken. So you are devoted to the non-self, and that will extract a very heavy price. So that is how it works. Anyway, anatmyam. what an unfortunate guy I was, because I was devoted to the non-self. When Lord Vishnu stands before me, I should have asked him, give me the self knowledge, knowledge of the self, whereby I go and merge, like the river merges in the ocean. My existence merges in all existence which is Ishvara. And that puts an end to the entire samsara. Instead of seeking that, I was seeking something which ultimately goes away. Antavat. A position, power, that is what I was seeking. So, power, you see, people, you can count any number of Raja, Maharaja, who have enjoyed immense power. Where are they now? So, I feel like telling a story. Suddenly I remember. Small story. My stories are not big stories. There was a rich man. I love rich people. Don't think that I don't love them. I love everybody. So, this rich man made a palace. This story I love. This is my personally favorite story. He made a palace. And he has employed the best architects, the best engineers, the best Vastu pandits, because he is a Vastu guy. He believes in Vastu. Therefore, best pandits of Vastu, he collected them. He brought them. And then finally, when the palace is ready, he has employed a team of interior decorators. Four groups work. In addition to masons and daily laborers, he has employed four groups of people. King, you know. So, the architects prepared the designs, the engineers constructed the building, and the Vastu people provided all the details of Vastu so that there is no blemish, and the decorators came and made the best building now, new building. Now he has fixed a date, Griha Pravesham, so housewarming ceremony, you know. So now he collected all of them. Before entering into the house, he is the king. And so he wanted the palace must be blemishless. He collected them. He invited all of them. Because earlier they were not working together, each team doing its work. Now all of them are assembled in one place and told them, you now go to the palace and walk through every inch of the palace and examine it. And you give me your considered opinion. Even now it is not late. If any blemish is there, we will rectify it before I enter into the palace. So all these people, they have entered through the palace and examined every aspect of the palace. The Vastu people were very busy examining the east is up, north is down, all those things. So everything everybody did, and they came back and reported. They all assembled. Then the king came. So please give your report. So the architects said, this is the best architecture that can be there in this world. Okay, no blemish. Vastu. Sir, all Vastu points are perfect. No blemish. That is very difficult to get, but anyway, they are satisfied. Then interior decorators, we have done the best job. Nobody can improve upon it. Then engineers, best structure. A sadhu was sitting among them. He got up. He told Maharaja, there are two blemishes I could find. Two defects. The king was stunned. Two defects? And this half-clad guy talking of two defects in this palace? Chalo, whatever. Let us see what his opinion is. He said that this person, this palace, it is meant for whichever person. He will not be able to enjoy the palace for any length of time. There is one defect. Okay? You got the point? Then there is second point. The palace, however greatly constructed, however vastu-wise perfect it may be, it will disintegrate after some time. This is the second defect. Yeah, that is it. that is the story. So, Raja Maharaja, they come and go. So, it is written on the face, two things. One, superficial, means it cannot touch the core of your heart. It cannot make you intrinsically happy. It will touch you very superficially. It is like getting a good haircut. A good haircut. Beautiful haircut. You will be happy for half an hour. That's it. And you have to go back to the hair salon after 2 weeks again. The world is like that. Very superficial, too transient. Just like that it is. That is, even Dhruva's accomplishment is no exception. That is the point. That is the anatmyam. Pursuit of the non-self is destined to be that way only. It cannot be any other way.
Daivim maya mupashritya prasupta iva bhinnadrika tapye dvitiye pyasati bhratru bhratru yahridrija.
Very beautiful verse. Marvelous verse. This is the maya. What is the maya? I will be happy if this object I gain. I will be happy if I gain power. I will be happy if I gain wealth. This is the maya. Till today, in this creation, nobody could become happy because of wealth, because of power, and because of gaining the pleasures of the world. Nobody. Nobody could be happy on that basis, till today, in the entire history of mankind. But still, man doesn't learn the lesson. When Swami Vivekananda was bemoaning at one point that human being never learns the lesson that pursuit of sense pleasures is the sure formula for disaster, not happiness. But man, human being doesn't learn the lesson. He doesn't learn. What is the downfall of Rama? Rama downfall means he suffered, you know, in the Aranyakanda. Why he suffered? Because he and Sita, they wanted the golden deer. Will there be a golden deer in this creation? And can you believe it? You know why they wanted a golden deer? You know why? Memorabilia. That is what it is. Memorabilia? What memorabilia? Is it called memorabilia, right? Yeah. Memory. What memory? Let us take to Ayodhya. It will be a trophy. You want a trophy? You want to kill a deer and take it as a trophy to Ayodhya? Is that what you are trying? You see Rama in Aranyakanda, you will know. A poet says, even Rama has to face defeat and disaster. Even he has to face when he runs after this Mrugatrishna, this mirage of a golden deer. What to say about ordinary mortals? So that is what the poet says. Anyway, this is the maya. And also, prasupta iva. Very beautiful verses. Prasupta iva. You see, you are sleeping. In sleep, you see a world. Bhinna drika. And that world you see as though it is other than you. Suppose you see an elephant in the dream. What is that elephant? You are that elephant. It is not different from you. Now you see an enemy. Bhratru, Bhratru Yahrudruja. Bhratru, the brother, is Bhratruvya, the enemy. This is the point. Bhratru is the Bhratruvya. Bhratruvya is a very beautiful Sanskrit word. It means enemy. Bhratru is the brother. Generally, brothers are enemies. Generally. In Ramayana, brothers are not enemies. But by the time you come to Mahabharata, brothers are enemies. And even today, in the world, do you see Ramayana or do you see Mahabharata? Mahabharata. In the world, you see only Mahabharata. You do not come across Ramayana. Very rarely you come across Ramayana. You always see Mahabharata only. Anyway, so the brother, suppose in a dream you see a brother, your brother, and your brother has done an injustice to you. And therefore, you hold a grudge against him. This is the dream. Is it real? No. Who is that brother? You. And who is the enemy? You. Everything is you. But you take it as other than you. This is the bhinna drika. So, dvitiyepi asati. In the dream, is there a second? When you see an elephant, is it the other? Dvitiya means the other. No. When you see the brother, is he the other? No. When you see the enemy, is he the other? No. When you see God, is he the other? No. You are the everything. But, therefore, there is no other. But, without there being an other, there is an enemy who made you suffer. Hrudruja. So, this is how the dream is. Dream is not the point here. Iva. Dream is the illustration. You may wonder, then you may ask, so you mean to say waking state is like that? Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. So, your waking state, in which you experience all the divisions, brother, enemy, adversary, God, all these divisions you are experiencing, and then pleasure, pain, all these are experiencing, yourselves, you are wrapped up in your dream, which you call life. You give the name life to it, what you call life is nothing more than a long dream it is. So, dirgha svapnam imam vidhi, dirgham va chitta vibhramam. So you can pick up your choice. What you call life is nothing more than a long dream, or if you want, it is a long hallucination. That is what it is. Dirgha vibhramam. So we have to understand that we are wrapped up in a dream, which we call life. So all of this is unreal. There is no enemy. There is no friend. There is only divinity. And that divinity is you. That is the truth. You are the divinity. But I failed to know that truth.
Mayaitat prathitam yathan chikitseva gatayushi prasadya jagadatmanam tapasa dushprasadanam.
To propitiate Lord Srihari is not easy. Tapasa dushprasadanam. But I could propitiate Lord Srihari. And then what I have sought from him, the desire, the boon that I have taken from him, is wasteful, vyattham. Chikitseva gatayushi. It is like the person, when he got the disease, he did not take medicine. But now he is about to die and he is dying. Now he wants medicine. What will that medicine will do? That medication will not do any help. He should take it in the right time, it would have helped. So similarly, now I am repenting. All this paschaptapa, all this right thinking has come now. Bhagavan has disappeared and I got already the boon to fulfill the merit that I have acquired. So the merit got neutralized now. Bhagavan came and went. And so I am stuck with this boon, which cannot make me any more happy.
Swarajyam yacchato maubhyat mano me bhikshito bata ishvarat kshena punyena phalikara nivadhanaha.
I have asked for power. Why power? Because I had this abhimana. That is called abhimana. What is the abhimana? You know, the stepmother, how can she talk to me like that? How dare she can say those things to me? I will show her what I am. This is the abhimana. Because of this abhimana, I have asked for the power, swarajya, an exalted position. That is what I have asked for. What a calamity. Kshena punyena, all the virtue that I have acquired is exhausted. It is expended wastefully. It is like phalikaran iva adhanaha. There was a pauper. And he performed penance. And Bhagavan appeared and asked him, what do you want? So boon you take. You know what this person sought? He sought grains. Paddy, a bag of paddy is what he sought. A bag of paddy means, okay, Bhagavan gave the bag of paddy and disappeared. Now what will he do with this paddy? He cannot eat it. He has to cook and eat. Okay, he cannot cook it even. He has to first de-husk, remove the husk and then cook. So start pounding and then remove the husk and then cook and get a big sambar or curry from somewhere and then eat it. And that is what you ask from Bhagavan. You can ask, Panchabhakshya Paramanna you give to me. You could ask like that. So give me a bag of grain. What kind of asking is? Maitreya Uvacha Navai Mukundasya Padaravindayoho Prajojushastata Bhavadrisha Janaha Vachyanti Taddasya Mrutertamatmanaha Yadruchaya Labdha Manasamurdhayaha. So Maitreya says, hey Vidura, all are not like you. Vidura was like that. So Sri Krishna asked Vidura, hey Vidura, you take a boon. Vidura told, give me an opportunity to serve you and give me the knowledge of the self. So all are not like you. So you are a sattvika, sattvaguna pradhana. That the purity of mind is there. Whereas people are rajojushaha. They pursue rajoguna. Rajoguna means desires. Is the rajoguna. Kama eshaha, krodha eshaha. Rajoguna samudbhavaha. So I desire the highest position and I have to show my mettle or my power to my stepmother. Kama and krodha. That is all rajoguna. So the rajoguna that makes people put them in the wrong direction, and so mind remains sated with whatever is got without an effort, seek nothing for themselves beyond the privilege of serving Him. Whereas people like you, they don't seek anything except the blessing of Ishvara. I worship Ishvara for propitiating Ishvara. I don't seek anything else. And self-knowledge is not seeking a thing at all. That is self only. Anyway, so not all people are not like you. Akanyatmajamayantam samparetya yathagatam rajana shraddhathe bhadram abhadrasya kutomama. Now let us move forward in this story. So the boy is coming back. And already the king got intelligence. The king has people, you know, everywhere. So he got the message, Maharaja, your son is coming back. It is something like a boy who is supposed to have died away, he is died, he is no more with us, and then he is coming back. That will be a stunning news, ecstatic news. So that kind of a news it was. And so the king could not believe it in the first instance. Are you sure? Do I have that kind of a fortune in my life? I cannot believe it. That is what he said. Shraddhaya vachyam devarsher harshavegena dharshitaha vartahatturati pretaha haram pradhan mahadhanam. But then he remembered, oh, 6 months back Narada came and told me that your son is alive and he will propitiate God and he will come back. That is what Narada told. Then, yes, that must be true. Now I believe it. I believe in it. So he could not contain the joy that was there in his heart, and immediately he took out the necklace that was the king, you know. So he just pulled out the necklace and gave to him as the gift. Sadashvam dathamaruhya kartasvara parishkrutam brahmanaih kulavruddhaischa pariyasto matya bandhubhihi. Now he is preparing to receive. So he took out a great chariot made of gold. It is all gold and ostentatious thing, you know. So in the chariot he sat. Now a big procession is going to meet Dhruva on the way and bring him back. And so the king along with great scholars of Veda, etc., so that Dhruva can be received with Vedic mantras. So he made all the arrangements.
Shankhadunduvinadena brahma ghoshena venuvihi nishchakrama puratornam atmaja bhikshanotsukaha.
He was very anxious to look at his son, because he saw his son 5-6 months back. Now the son is coming back after accomplishing a great thing in life. And so, it is like the son has graduated and coming back from America. Now he can get married and all that in India, you know. So, therefore, the father, mother, brother, sister, all of them, and if the neighbors also come, one more taxi will be provided. And all the people will be waiting at the airport to receive him. So similarly, they are coming. So halfway, the shankha dundudhin adena, the drums are being beaten, the conchas are being blown, and then Veda mantras are being recited, even the flutes are being played. So very quickly, this shobha yatra means the procession to receive Dhruva. It moved forward.
Sumiti shrutischasya mahishyau rukma bhushite aruhya shibikam sadhramuttamena bhijagmatuhu.
Even Suniti and Suruchi also joined the procession. So Suniti is the mother. Suruchi also, she repented for what she did and all that. She became nice now, no issue anymore. So she also joined the bandwagon. And Uttama, her son, also joined, because Dhruva is the elder brother. So something happened, it's okay. Ultimately it proved to be beneficial for everyone, you know. So they all joined. So Suniti and Suruchi, they came by palanquins.
Tandrishtvopavanabhyase ayantam tarasarathat.
Dhruva is walking now, coming. And these people are moving ahead. So they met outside the city. Near a park they met. And then immediately the king saw Dhruva walking forward. Dhruva was coming by walk. The king jumped out of the chariot and went ahead by walking, and then embraced the son.
Turnamasadya prema vifalaha.
He was very disturbed. The king was very disturbed. He was beyond himself out of love and competing emotions in his heart.
Parirebhengajamdorbhyam dirghotkanthamanashvasan.
He was breathing, long breath, labored breathing was there. He went and embraced the son. With both hands, a long embrace. And then he has kissed him on the forehead. And also,
Vishvaksenangrisamsparishahatashesha-aghabandhanam.
Now, Dhruva is a very special person, because he has communed or seen God himself, and touch the feet of God himself. That is his specialty. And so, therefore, Dhruva is a very, very exalted guy now. Nobody else had that kind of a communion which Dhruva had. And therefore, everybody, they were all falling over each other to touch Dhruva. This is there in India. So, if somebody goes to Kashi and comes back, they go and touch him. Because just touch him, so that some merit will rub off, like that. So they were all trying to touch Dhruva.
Atha jigran muhurmurdhri shetair nayanavaribhihi snapayamasa tanayam jatoddama manorathaha.
So when the king has embraced Dhruva, water was flowing out of his eyes. So much water came out of that competing emotions that this water fell upon Dhruva's head. And it is as though the king has anointed Dhruva with his water, with the water from his ears, water of joy.
Abhivanyapitupadau ashirbhishchabhimantritaha
నామ మాతరౌ శీర్ష్ణా సత్కృత సజ్జనాగ్రణీ. Who is a wonderful boy, you know, he has all the good qualities and all that. Sajjanagranihi, he touched the feet of the father and then he was blessed by the father. Then he went and touched the feet of both the mothers, not only his own mother but also the stepmother.
Surujastam samutthapya padavanatamarbhakam పరిష్వజ్యాహ జీవేతి బాష్పగద్ గదయా గిరా.
వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్, వెరీ నైస్. ఈజ్ ఇల్ విల్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఈజ్ వెరీ షార్ట్ లివ్డ్. వీ షుడ్ కీప్ ఇట్ బిహైండ్ అస్, వీ షుడ్ మూవ్ ఫార్వర్డ్. వీ షుడ్ నాట్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు దట్ బ్యాడ్ ఫీలింగ్, దట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ విజ్డమ్. సో సురుచి, సో హీ వెంట అండ్ టచ్ ది ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ సురుచి, ఫాదర్ మదర్ అండ్ సురుచి స్టెప్ మదర్. సో ఇమీడియట్లీ షీ లిఫ్టెడ్ హిమ్, I mean, he was bending and touching. She lifted him and kissed him, and there, and she was crying because she ill-treated him earlier, you know, and so she blessed him. Chiranjeeva, live long. So, like that, jite raho, like that, she has blessed him.
Yasya prasanno bhagavan gunair maitriyadivir harihi తస్మై నమంతి భూతాని నిమ్నమాప ఇవ స్వయం.
దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ది పోయట్ సేస్. సీ, దేర్ ఆర్ గుణాస్, దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ మైత్రియాదిభి గుణై, మైత్రి ఎట్సెట్రా. మైత్రి మీన్స్ లవ్, ఫ్రెండ్షిప్, కామ్రేడ్, కామ్రేడరీ, దట్ ఈస్ ది మైత్రి. సీ, భక్త లక్షణ, వాట్ ఆర్ ది భక్త లక్షణాస్? స్వద్వేష్టా సర్వభూతానా మైత్ర కరుణ ఏవచ, దీ మైత్రి. మైత్ర, ది వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ మైత్రి మీన్స్ గుడ్ విల్, ఎ ఫండ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ విల్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ మైత్రి. దెన్ ఆది శబ్ద ఇస్తే, సమ్ ఆఫ్ యూ మస్ట్ బి నోయింగ్ లలితా సహస్రనామ, మేబీ చాంటింగ్, దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ మంత్రా దేర్, ఎ నామ, మైత్రియాది వాసనా లభ్యా, లైక్ దట్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ నామ. దేర్ ఆల్సో యూ ఫైండ్ మైత్రియాది, మైత్రి ఎట్సెట్రా. వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఆది? ఇట్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ పతంజలి యోగ సూత్ర. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ శుక్ల ధర్మ, ద వైట్ ధర్మ ఇట్ ఈస్. వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్? మైత్రి, కరుణ, ముదిత, ఉపేక్ష, ఫోర్. దే ఆర్ ది మైత్రియాది. ధ్రువ హ్యాస్ దోస్ ఫోర్ క్వాలిటీస్. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎ టెక్నికల్ వర్డ్, దట్స్ వై ఐఎమ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్. సో మైత్రి, ఫండ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ విల్, కరుణ, కంపాషన్, దెన్ ముదిత, హ్యాపీనెస్, ఉపేక్ష, ఇండిఫరెన్స్. హౌ? మైత్రి టువర్డ్స్ ఎవ్రీబడి, అండ్ దెన్ కరుణ టువర్డ్స్ ద అన్హ్యాపీ పీపుల్. మైత్రి టువర్డ్స్ ఆల్, కంపాషన్ టువర్డ్స్ ది అన్హ్యాపీ, అండ్ దెన్ ముదిత, వెన్ ది అదర్స్ ఆర్ ప్రాస్పరస్ యు సీ దెమ్ అండ్ బీ హ్యాపీ. యూ షుడ్ లెర్న్ దాట్ వెన్ అదర్స్ ఆర్ ప్రాస్పరస్ we should be happy. Suppose they are happy, we should also be happy. Because they are happy, we should be happy. For their sake, we should be happy. We should not be jealous. We should be happy. And upeksha, suppose somebody says something or hurts your feeling, etc. So, somebody says some harsh word, etc. Or he commits some mistake, whatever. Upeksha, you should become indifferent. Okay, doesn't matter. Indifferent. Bless, forgive, bless and move forward. Don't hold on to that hurt and all that. So these are the qualities. And Dhruva has all of them. Because he has already forgiven the stepmother for her ill-treatment and all that. He is not going to keep in his mind. Therefore, all the wonderful qualities, the sterling qualities of mind and heart, he has.
ఉత్తమశ్చ ధ్రువశ్చోభౌ అన్యోన్యం ప్రేమ విఫలౌ అంగసంగాదుత్పులకౌ అస్రౌఘం ముహురూహతుః.
దెన్ హీ వెంట్ అండ్ ఎంబ్రేస్డ్ ది బ్రదర్, యంగర్ బ్రదర్ ఉత్తమ. ఉత్తమ వాజ్ ఆల్సో వెరీ హ్యాపీ దట్ బ్రదర్, ఎల్డర్ బ్రదర్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. దే ఆర్ హాఫ్ బ్రదర్స్, ఇట్ డజంట్ మ్యాటర్. సో ఎంబ్రేస్డ్ ఈచ్ అదర్ విత్ లవ్, అండ్ ఉత్తమ వాజ్ క్రయింగ్ with happiness that the elder brother has returned.
Suniti rasya janani pranebhyo pipriyam sutam
ఉపగుహ్య జహావాధిం తదంగస్పర్శ నిర్వృత. వాట్ అబౌట్ సునీతి? షీ ఎంబ్రేస్డ్ హర్ సన్ అండ్ షీ అట్ వన్స్ గేవ్ అప్ ఆల్ ద సఫరింగ్ ఫ్రస్ట్రేషన్ దే షీ హ్యాజ్ ఎ హిస్టరీ ఆఫ్ సఫరింగ్ యూనో అండ్ ఆల్ ద ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రస్ట్రేషన్ ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ హర్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ against any feeling against her husband, feeling against the stepmother, feeling against her husband's younger wife, and then any feeling against the stepson, all of that, and also frustration towards fate, oh fate, fate has ill-treated me, this and that I suffered. People live like that. They suffer for 10 years, and then they continue to suffer for the rest of the life, remembering that I suffered at the time like that, I suffered, they have done this to me. But now it is all over, now you can be happy, but you cannot be happy, because people carry the invisible burden of the past. They always carry that burden, they won't give up. Very difficult to give up. So one has to do meditation, and make the mind pure. This is the purity. Now she has left all that history of suffering behind her. She just gave up in a second. She is not going to feel unhappy anymore about her unhappy past. So this is one lesson that we should learn. The shadow of the past, past is not real, it is only in the memory, it is the shadow. And it is the shadow that is pulling us down. This is the Ramayana story, you know, that Hanuman is pulled down by the shadow. What is that? That is symbolic. The shadow is the past, the emotions, and all the frustration, anger, hurt, guilt, all those things are kept intact, and they are strengthened also. Whenever you feel free, you remember those things, so they become fresh and fresh, never allowing it to disappear. So this is how we do. That mistake we should not do. We should give up the entire past and try to live in the present. We have to give up future also for that matter. That is a different topic. Lalyamanam janairevam ధ్రువం సభ్రాతరం నృప ఆరోప్య కరిణీం హృష్ట స్తూయమానో విషత్పురం. ఎనీవే, ఆల్ ద పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ ది సిటీ ఆల్సో అసెంబుల్డ్, దేవర్ ఆల్ ప్రైజింగ్ ది గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ధ్రువ, దే ఆర్ టచింగ్ ధ్రువ. ఇట్ వాజ్ ఎ బిగ్ సీన్, యు నో, బిగ్ ఫంక్షన్. లైక్ వెన్ ఇండియన్ క్రికెట్ టీమ్ గోస్ టు పాకిస్తాన్ ఆర్ సమ్వేర్ అండ్ విన్స్ ది మ్యాచెస్, sometimes they win also. Yeah, they win and they lose. And so when they return, they are taken in a procession from the airport to the cricket stadium. All the young people, all these people, they want to touch. Hey, touch, they touch. As if they have gone, seen God and come back. But in the case of Dhruva, they were doing like that. And now, Dhruva was made to sit on the elephant. So he mounted an elephant. And they are all going back to the antapuram, the king's palace. Tatra tatropa sangluptaihi lasanmakara toranaihi savrundaih kadalistambhaih pogapotaischa tadvidhaihi. Very ostentatious display. King, you know, the king has made all the arrangements, and so the whole path by which the Dhruva is now going to the palace is decorated elaborately. So the decorations, etc., are described. Chotapallava vasasrang muktadama vilambabhihi upaskurutam pratidvaram upam kumbhai sadipakaihi. So toranas were made. You know, it is called torana. Means you take leaves, flowers, etc., and make a garland like and hang it. So all those leaves and flowers, etc., are described. And then they have made these arches with new clothing also. Silken clothes, they make arches, big, big arches they make with the silk clothes. So they, you see, you have money to throw around, you can do many things. So So the king has done all that. And then the kumbha is there. The golden pots filled with water are placed at different places. It is a method of welcoming. You see, in India, when the politicians come, you see what happens, somebody is given a berth in cabinet minister. Now the first thing he does is he comes back to his constituency, his native place. And he gets down in the airport and goes to the local congress office or whatever. They put arches everywhere, big arches, extremely well decorated arches. And they spend lakhs of public money on such welcoming things. It is a craze in the society. Sometimes I wonder it all came from the Puranic descriptions, probably. Anyway, the culture is like that. Sometimes that is considered very nice and appropriate and all that. So people are very ostentatious. And there is no value for money. They throw money all around. Collect money and spend it. The king has all the money that he has taken as taxes from the people. Now he spends it. What is the logic of all that? Sometimes I wonder, this is my problem. It is not a problem with the Purana, it is not a problem with people, it is my personal problem. I feel that should not be done like that. We should have vairagya and all that. We should live a simple life. That is how I feel. But then the story is a story. So moving forward, dhruvaya patidrishtaya tatra tatra puraspriyaha siddhartha kshata dadhyambu durva pushpa phalanicha. If you have patience, you can see the translation of all that. So, as he is moving forward in this yatra is going on, this huge procession is going on, at different points the procession is stopped and people give harati to Dhruva. And then they offer the Purna Kumbha in which water is there, akshatas are put, even sesame seeds or some other seeds, not sesame all the time, some other seeds are put and some auspicious items are put. And so they were all presented to mustard seeds. So they are auspicious, not sesame. So mustard seeds. Siddhartha is mustard. And so they were all presented to him and they were throwing flower garlands at him. Upajahruh prayunjanaha vatsalya dashishasatihi suranvaustad valgugitani pravishad bhavanam pituhu. They were all blessing him. Hey, Dhruva Jindabad, like that. Nare laga rahe hai. So the slogans they are raising. And then anyway, he slowly moved forward and at last this procession reached the king's palace. And they were all singing the glory of Dhruva. There were dances going on. Songs were being sung by groups. So chorus songs were sung. And so Dhruva was listening to all this noise of celebration. And with all fanfare and glory and majesty, he entered into the palace of the king. Mahamanivratamaye sapasmin bhavanottame lalito nitaram titranyavasad divideyavat. Then the king received him with all happiness, and in that palace he lived happily. He is a boy, you know. So the king continues the governance of the country, the state, and then the boy along with Uttama, the parents are taking care of them. He was missing for 6 months, so they are showering all their love on these two boys. Particularly Dhruva is the festival of eye festival, like a festival to the eyes for everybody in the palace. So he lived as if an angel in this heaven. So it is the palace itself is made into a kind of heaven for him, and he lived happily there.
Uttana pado rajarshi prabhava prabhavam tanayasyatam shrutva drishtva adbhutatamam prepede vismayam param.
Then Uttana Pada was asking Dhruva, hey Dhruva, you tell me your experiences. So Dhruva says, I went to the forest, then Narada met me, gave me this mantra, and then I have done first month this kind of penance, the second month. So when all these episodes were being described by Dhruva, the king was listening to all that with wide open eyes, occasionally jaw dropping. What a thing, it happened like that, it happened like this. So the king was amazed at the glory of Dhruva, the power of his penance and all that. Vikshyodha vayasantancha prakrutinancha sammatam anurakta prajam raja dhruvanchakre bhuvapatim. Then time is passing, time passes. Time doesn't stop. Time passes. Passes with a terrifying speed. Yeah. Karalaram hasaha. So, now Dhruva has become young. And all the people wanted the young prince to become the king. Like Dasharatha Rama, similar, you know. Only thing is, people want the young king, young prince to become the king. And so, then immediately, what can be more happy thing for Uttanapada? So he happily agreed, he also became old now, and so he anointed Dhruva on the throne. Now Dhruva is the full-fledged king. Atmananca pravayasamakalaya vishampatihi vanam virakta pratishthat vimrushannatmanogatim. Wonderful statement, wonderful verse. Then the king looked at himself. He has finished his duty, not responsibility, duty. The duty is make the boy well versed in the art of ruling and all that. Give him all that he earned, knowledge that he give him, and make train him well, and make him the king, so that the governance will continue. This is the benevolence monarchy, that is the system. So the government continues happily. And so now Prahlada, Dhruva was in charge of the kingdom. He is a grown-up man now. And so the king looked at himself. Oh, I became old now. Pravayasam akalaya. Oh, I have become old now. Now, at least now is the time to live a life of dispassion and perform and live a life of tapas, austere life one should live in the old age. So I should do that. Therefore, what he did, viraktaha, he was detached from the things of the world and then entered the forest. You see, in the old age, it is better to move away from the children and all that. In a given situation, I am not commanding or any such thing. In a given situation, one may live with son, daughter, or their children. Then what happens is, the samsara continues. It won't move away, it won't go away, it continues. So having taken care of the son or daughter, now you have to take care of the grandson, granddaughter. So one more generation you have to serve. And so they will serve themselves, the elder people need not do all that. But somehow it adds to the attachment and it gives problems. And then there will be no time left for any real pursuit of the jnana and all that. So the king has moved away. Dhruva is yet to be married also. He will get married, what is the big deal? So the king has moved away. And so he went to the forest. For what? Atmano gatim. Vimurushan atmano gatim. So for study and contemplation. So study Vedanta and contemplate upon Vedanta. For that purpose, he went to the forest. This is called Vanaprasthashrama. So that is how the Navama Adhyaya is completed. That leaves one more Adhyaya, which is mostly some interesting story. So we will complete it tomorrow. Om Purnamadam Purnamidam Purnam Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. హరి ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరి ఓం తత్సత్ శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు